Journey to the End of the World, written by Henning Mankell and read by Francis Greenslade. Saturday finally dawned. When Ewell went into the kitchen in the morning, Samuel was sitting at the kitchen table, cleaning up his old suitcase with a damp cloth. It was brown, and the handle had been repaired with a piece of string. "I never thought I'd have a use for this old suitcase again," he said. Ewell didn't like the sound of that. Did it mean that Samuel had never seriously considered leaving the place where they lived now and going back to sea? Ewell wanted to ask, but he didn't. When they were standing at the quayside in Stockholm, looking at the vessels moored there, he would ask his dad that question. No, he wouldn't ask. He would plead. Now that they knew where Mummy Jenny lived, wasn't it time to move away at last from all the cold and snow? Ewell didn't possess a suitcase. He would have to make do with his rucksack. He didn't like that idea. People travelling to Stockholm ought to have a proper suitcase, even if they were only 15 years old. Samuel would certainly have been able to afford to buy a new suitcase if he'd been working as a sailor. They weren't going to be away for long. 4 days would soon pass. Ewell packed his best clothes. He placed the map of Stockholm on top of everything else. Everything was ready by 9 o'clock. That left another 8 hours before they needed to go to the railway station. Samuel was getting shaved. Ewell made sure he did a thorough job of it. "Your chin," he said as Samuel started to dry his face. "My chin?" Samuel wondered. "You still have some stubble left under your chin." Samuel examined his face carefully in the little mirror, then applied the razor once more. "Is that better?" he asked. Ewell nodded. He was satisfied. It was 4:15 when they went to the station. Ewell felt indescribably happy deep down inside. It was as if he'd only just grasped what was about to happen. They were going to make a journey. And they were going to meet Mummy Jenny.